Hey guys, welcome to another show of the Kenyan Worship Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Asuma, and today's guest is Morris Juma, who is the CEO of MediaPal, an ad tech company based out of Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome to the show, Mr. Morris.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me today.
Morris has been a friend and someone that I've known for a very long time. So this doesn't feel like an interview. It feels like a chat that I'm having with a friend. So Morris, to kick this off, probably you can tell us, how did you land into the marketing and technology space? And what made you choose this profession?
Eric, I would say, I don't know how to put it though. I think, I believe the profession chose me. Mm-hmm. I didn't choose the profession.
Okay.
But all this started a few years back, mm-hmm. when I graduated from campus, mm-hmm. and incorporated my first company, mm-hmm. which I've mentioned before, Nano Digital. Mm-hmm. And Nano Digital was a PRSP company working with the telco networks, mm-hmm. yeah, providing SMS services and basically provisions around the telco services. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the SMS business that we were doing was kind of limited for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because clients used to ask us, okay, mm-hmm. how do I reach out to a client that is not my client? Because mm-hmm. by the time I'm reaching them on SMS, they're already my client. And this actually made us just to think hard, and at the end of the day now, the ideas behind it is what morphed into us building a digital advertising platform, mm-hmm. yeah, MediaPal platform.
Okay, yeah. Maybe you can tell us a brief about MediaPal and what the company does for those who don't know.
So MediaPal is an ad technology company, mm-hmm. focused on what we call programmatic advertising, yeah. So ad technology basically is an umbrella term for advertising technology, yeah. And basically this means these are the software, the applications and tools used by brands, ad agencies, and publishers, mm-hmm. yeah, just to now help in strategy and planning and management of advertising. Yeah. And now MediaPal comes in with a programmatic advertising aspect, which is a stack inside a technology, mm-hmm. which is basically the automated buying and selling of digital media online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Allowing actually brands to just basically get a huge reach of audiences online across different publishers, mm-hmm. and allowing publishers also to list the inventory. So it's basically automated. There's no contracts here, everything is automated. Publishers listed inventory, mm-hmm. and everything is basically put on the exchange for people to buy.
Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah,
you know, COVID has been a global wrecker for most businesses, mm-hmm. but looks like you guys are doing well.
No, basically, on paper, it looks good, but in reality, in reality, we are also hard hit. Yeah, imagine having big clients. Mm-hmm. We're having monthly budgets, mm-hmm. advertising monthly, and mm-hmm. now they can't do anything. They don't have clients themselves. How do they advertise?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this actually led to big budgets being slashed.
Okay.
And actually seeing our revenue going down by close to 40%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's actually has been actually a sad year, but okay. we hope now things are picking up. At least okay. we've been able to adjust to the current environment. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and also as a MediaPal, we try to support our clients. Mm-hmm. During COVID period, clients who were hard hit, we decided, okay, this is the time also to hold hands, mm-hmm. with these clients, mm-hmm. and give them free advertising just to communicate to their consumers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just tell them that it will get better.
Okay.
Yeah. But I believe 2021 has started on a high note, and we believe and trust that the best is yet to come.
Of course, I also think 2021 is going to be a good year.
Yeah.
How do you say COVID has impacted the advertising and publishing industry, and how do you cope with it?
This is interesting because COVID actually fastened the journey of the programmatic space or digital advertising space. Yeah, because initially people didn't know what programmatic advertising was. Mm-hmm. Companies used to advertise, do above the line and do everything, and programmatic or digital mm-hmm. advertising was classified as others, which means it was getting the least of spends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the COVID and the kind of environment that was there last year, digital advertising was the only way to go because everyone was on their phone, everyone was indoors, and you're seeing uptake in the services from even industries that we didn't expect, mm-hmm. and more and more budgets coming in, more parties interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Speaking of programmatic media buying and DSPs, maybe you can tell about how the HadTech space has evolved over the last few years and what the future looks like from where you sit.
Okay. So, as I said before, digital advertising was foreign to literally everyone in this ecosystem, yeah, in our market, in the African market, and pushing it was very hard. Yeah, people believed in and clinged on the other means of advertisement, yeah, the TV, the radio, and others. Yeah, and now we are seeing a scenario where everyone is now shifting to the digital space, and this comes at a time where internet penetration is shooting really high. Yeah, and it's, I think in Kenya it's at its very high.
Yeah.
Even in the entire continent, it's shooting. And you could see the digital economy actually growing, yeah, getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
So we could see that our technology is going to pick up. The technology is going to pick up organically, and people will embrace the technology.
Okay. Speaking of internet penetration across the continent, maybe you can mention some of the countries that MediaPal operates in, where you have offices or you set up and you serve adverts there.
Yeah, so currently MediaPal is serving over 20 markets. Look at East Africa, we have up to Congo, Brazzaville to the west. We're serving even Dubai. Actually, we know over 20 markets.
Okay,
yeah,
interesting. What are some of the emerging trends in the ad tech inventory management, and how are businesses managing their budgets?
So, as we see businesses shift to programmatic advertising, there's more homework given to us by our clients. So it's moving away from just reaching the mass audience, and clients are now coming towards, how do I attribute that this advertisement is moving towards sales? How is it attributing to sales? So we're seeing the trends moving to, how can we track online, offline attribution? Yeah. Then also making the ad technology scene be omnichannel. Yeah. What this means is, apart from digitally being able to reach you on your mobile device, how can we also move and reach you on digital out of home? How can we reach you probably on your TV? Yeah. And last year we saw connected TV grow, and it's something that is picking up, and very soon you'll be able to see, it's something also we're working on as MediaPal, and very soon you'll be able to serve your ads also on TV programmatically. Yeah, all this is powered by data.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to the connected TV bit, and basically pushing programmatic to be omnichannel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe these are some of the ad tech formats or models that are worth exploring.
I always like to say, you do the advertising, but advertising runs the world. Yeah, ads run the world.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you run the ads run the world. Yeah, and when you ask me about the model that is worth exploring, which is what we're talking about today, I would say programmatic advertising. Yeah, ad technology is the entire scene. Programmatic advertising is a stack inside the scene, and it's something that companies and advertisers ought to try, and you see real results, on your campaigns. Because basically, when you look at the machine learning and the algorithms that go into putting these campaigns into place and the strategic targeting, brands will definitely get return on ad spend when they use programmatic advertising. Yeah, so programmatic advertising is a model that is worth exploring today, from my tech to now the listener's tech, who probably might be our next advertiser.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, as most of our audience know, MediaPal recently won an award as the most innovative ad tech company in Kenya and the region.
Yeah.
Maybe you can speak about how that went, and then we touch on the recent partnerships, specifically with Twitter, with MediaPal being one of the key partners for Twitter in Africa.
Okay. So about the MSK Award, we won the most disruptive, innovative under the tech category. And this has actually humbled us, that at least the market is watching and what we have been doing.
Yes, true.
Yeah. And the most interesting bit about this campaign, on what excited the award and probably our clients, is how we married the mobile money technology and the programmatic technology. Yeah. So basically what we did, this was a partnership between MediaPal, the Group M Africa Agency, and UNHCR. And we're running a donation campaign. Yeah. So marrying these two technologies allowed us to be able to serve ad to the right audience online. And it was a Ramadan campaign, donation campaign. Yeah. So users were able to serve ads to the right audience. Yeah. And to the well-wishers who were able to donate. So marrying these two technologies allowed users to be able to donate on the advertisement, the banner, without leaving whatever they're doing. So you can imagine we're reaching a targeted well-wisher who are probably there shopping. Yeah. You put an ad next to them and they donate on the banner without leaving whatever they're doing. So bringing this close to the user and bringing M-Pesa and Airtel Money close to the user allowed the donation to shoot up and making MediaPal the best avenue for donation. Yeah. And yeah, so I guess the campaign was worked out okay. The return on ad spend was there, and being awarded for this actually was very interesting, and we were very happy. And actually acknowledge my team. This is a team effort, actually, and the award was basically dedicated to the MediaPal team.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Good stuff.
Regarding the Twitter partnership, yeah. MediaPal, being an ad tech company, understanding the continent, is now going into these partnerships to just bring some of these platforms closer. Yeah. Like for Twitter now, MediaPal in partnership with Twitter, we just want to show people that the brands, that how Twitter is powerful, how can you enhance your campaigns using Twitter, how can you probably put Twitter on all your plans, yeah? And MediaPal, having this partnership with Twitter, allows MediaPal basically to build tailored tech on top of Twitter audiences.
Okay.
Yeah, so this brings Twitter closer to the brands to allow them to see the power of now real conversations around Twitter.
Okay,
yeah, good stuff. And just to say, there are more partnerships coming.
Okay.
Also down in the year, you'll be seeing us working with more platforms.
Yeah. Okay. So which means customers, corporates should expect more partnerships between MediaPal and, let's say, the big tech or some of these big platforms.
Yes, yes, yes. So look at it like you enter the MediaPal door, you get everyone. So it's a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. As we close this, maybe you can now tell us what's next for MediaPal.
So, for MediaPal, that's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, it's taking MediaPal and basically the programmatic advertising experience closest to companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by companies, I mean even small enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, imagining that small entity selling a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to buy adverts on MediaPal platform and getting their return on ad spend and selling shoes. Yeah. So bringing it close, making people understand what is programmatic advertising. Yeah. The other thing is basically grow also the roots of MediaPal in the continent. Yeah. Moving and trying to establish footprints in as many markets as possible.
Okay.
Then the other thing would be just now to build MediaPal to be the best digital experience platform in the continent.
Okay. Thanks again, Maurice, for making the time today. I think, as I mentioned, this doesn't feel like an interview.
Yeah,
it's more
like
I'm talking to a friend and a brother.
Yeah.
So thanks again, and looking forward to hosting you in our next podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's always a good time to hang out with you guys at Wall Street. See you soon.
Thank you.